So we're here at Jace Wars, and we're here with, Darth Vader himself, the head honcho, Aaron Russell, once again. I have to say, man, it's been a pretty awesome day. We've really had a lot of fun here. How's it been for you so far?
Awesome. I haven't sat down. I haven't really got to enjoy it, but it's been a good day.
Yeah, it's really, Jace, Stu, and I were just talking about how much support the community has really been giving you, and, people were coming in off the street, checking everything out, wanting to see what was up, and, we saw a lot of people really having a good time. I didn't see anybody not smiling here today.
Yeah, and that's the main thing, it's all about, making kids smile and being there for families, and it's all going to a good cause, so I think everyone wins today.
Yeah, I have to agree. I really can't see how nobody would win. This has been very well organized. It's been a lot of fun. It looks like you've really done well for the cause. So, really do appreciate that you guys have had us here and let us be part of it.
Hey, we're very appreciative of you guys. I mean, this stuff wouldn't happen without you guys. It would be just an empty place. And because of you guys, great artists like the Spent Pencil Gang, just all the volunteers, the costume characters, you guys made this happen, not me. So I'm very much thankful.
Well, thanks, man. But you made it happen, and you just said, hey, you guys want to come over? And it was pretty much we needed a reason to have a good time.
Well, there you go.
And support
yeah.
a good cause. So thanks for having a good cause.
Hey, anytime.
And it looks like Jace has really enjoyed himself, too.
He's partied out. He is going crazy. We had a big cake with his picture on it and everything. It was, he's done.
He's done.
He's been holding his washroom in for about 6 hours now, so I think he's good now.
Well, I think I have, too, but you know what? It's worth it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thanks so much for talking with
us. No problem.
Really,
thank you for being here.
And really glad you took the time to
And thank you for all the support
together.
On the site and pushing the word out. And Jace Wars is here, and it's looking like it's going to stay. So
yeah, I hope so. And, I checked out the website, and I'm really glad that you got that up and running.
Yeah,
it looks
great.
Looks really good.
The website really blew my mind. It's something that I never thought would look that good. And that's probably because I didn't do it. So
that could be it.
It might be. So.
But, yeah, everything looks good. It looks professional. It looks like it's really here to stay.
Awesome. And we're hoping it is. So.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Welcome to this week's Geek Survey. And I want to welcome back to the program, Mr. John Balmer.
Howdy, howdy.
And, sitting in the studio as well, we have the two stars of We Got the Geeks Monster Panel. We have Dressa and Mara.
Hi. Hello.
And, of course, the lovely Case, too.
And me.
So, we're not actually doing a geek survey. We did things a little bit differently this week. We set up our geek question game. We had the honor of being at an event called Jace Wars on July 13th in Port Colborne. And, first of all, John, I want to thank you for doing the interview with Jace Wars founder Aaron Russell that aired last week on the program. It was really good.
Oh, absolutely. It was awesome that he was actually really excited to do that, and it was great that I got the chance to go, hang out with him for a little bit. I get to hang out with him a lot, doing 501st stuff with them, with him being Vader and them helping me to get in. That was the first kind of one-on-one time I've had with him, and, man, it was really a good time. We didn't just get the chance to talk about Jace Wars. We actually just got to chat as buddies, and it was really cool. It was a lot of fun.
Well, like I said, we were at the event, and it was for a really good cause. All the proceeds were going towards Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah, Ronald McDonald House in Hamilton. It was a really great cause, to see how much of an effect that group had on Aaron and his family going through that situation. It was really nice to see him put so much effort into giving back. And, it's one of those charities that have done so much for so many. It was really good to be a part of that event and be helping them out.
Yeah, it was great seeing the community come together for that and pitching in and helping out.
Yeah, the community really did come together for that. It was an amazing day. Even when it was slow, where you didn't have as many people inside, there was something going on outside. If there wasn't a lot of people upstairs, the people that were upstairs were engaged in something at all times. There was never any real moment where there wasn't somebody doing something somewhere at this event. And it was really great to see everybody with a smile. I don't think the only person I saw upset was my son, because we had to take him out of there because he got so excited. He was in tears that he had to go home. I did not see another person not just thrilled with excitement for being there.
Oh, it was great. Great time. They had Star Wars related games set up, and
yeah, the Angry Birds trench toss.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It was like, what do you call it? It was like, almost like, not really like skee ball, but you know, you got to throw the Angry Birds through a hole in the trench run. It was the thermal exhaust port. It was great.
In the States, it's called cornhole.
Okay. That's weird. and they had the Battle for Endor mini golf or mini putt. You know, these are games that they had at Fun Expo in Welland, and they just brought them along for this. They were a big hit. You know, I helped out with some of the games for a while there, and that Angry Birds one, man, the kid did not want to put that down. It was just tickets flying at me. I was like, there's my blue ticket. Here's my blue ticket. I want to play. Oh, it was great. They had so much fun. And the game that Aaron built himself, the Race to Save Boba.
Oh, that was fantastic.
He has his little dice game where you move a character through Tatooine, and you have to get past the Sarlacc pit to get onto Slave One to get away.
Built his own little Sarlacc pit there.
Oh, yeah,
great.
This great little explosion out of cotton balls beside a TIE fighter, and Jar Jar Binks was face down in the sand. It was fantastic. the games were so much fun. And
Diana whooped my butt at that one.
Yeah. It,
my first roll, one. My second roll, one. I'm like, really? And she's just zooming ahead.
Oh, I watched these kids playing that, and it was just, it was so entertaining. And, you know, we had the great guys from Spent Pencils mm-hmm. there just sketching all day, and all the proceeds from their sketches were going towards the cause. And to be honest with you, having sat beside them at Comic-Con and seeing them at so many other events, I think these guys cranked out more amazing quality artwork than I've seen them crank out before in such a short time frame. This event was only from 10 to 4, and I think I saw Daniel Wong alone crank out like 5 or 6 full drawings.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it was unreal. Oliver was just, you know, these guys were moving like lightning. They put so much quality work on paper for all these people that wanted sketches to help towards the cause. It was fantastic. It's always great to see them as well.
Yeah, they had a little mini theater set up there for the kids to watch all the Star Wars movies. And
yep, Star Wars movies were playing all day. I did take a few moments to sit down at one point, watch a little bit of Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, but, me too.
You know, that's just because that's the way I am. you know, while I was there, I was watching the kids. There was a little face painting spot in the corner.
Diana got right in on that.
Yeah, they were doing a great job. The kids were loving that. Little Batman and Darth Mauls running around.
Yeah, Diana got her face painted like a dog, and then she got a little Darth Vader painted on her arm. She was so sad when the face paint started to melt, but it was hot in there.
Yeah, well, even when you guys came over for dinner afterwards in the nice air-conditioned house, she still had remnants of the dog face paint around her face, so that when it looked like, when she was drinking a glass of milk, it looked like she had a milk mustache over her whole face.
Yeah, it was looking like kiss makeup there for a while.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
But, we had a great time. Much like at previous events, we set up our question game where you roll the dice and whatever it lands on, that's the answer, the question you answer. And it was all Star Wars related this time out. So without further ado, here's this week's Geek Survey.
19.
So number 19.
Stormtrooper or clone trooper? Stormtrooper.
See? And you thought you didn't know the answer. Of course, Stormtrooper.
Well, price.
Thank you. Batman Legend of the Dark
Knight. Awesome. Yeah, go ahead if you'd like.
Roll. So give the dice a roll. Number two, who is your favorite Star Wars hero? Awesome.
That's for you.
Look what you got.
Nice. You want to roll one now? Number one, what is your favorite Star Wars film? Which Star Wars movie is your favorite?
Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi. See, you thought you didn't know one. Awesome. Thanks, guys. Number 15. What is your least favorite Star Wars film?
Is that, did I read the right one? Oh, who is your least favorite Star Wars character? Sorry.
Obviously, it has to be Darth Vader, right? Because he's a bad guy.
So. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
And that's for you, Quinn.
Oh, thank you.
So, number six, what is your favorite Star Wars ship? Like the X-Wing or Slave One, that's Boba, or yeah, Boba Fett's ship.
Millennium Falcon.
The Death Star, I guess, is kind of a ship. Millennium Falcon? Yeah, awesome.
Here, that's for you.
Oh, well, that's easy.
So, Stormtrooper or Clone Trooper?
Stormtrooper.
All the way.
Yes.
Okay, give the man his prize.
Oh, that's going to be funny.
Dagobah.
Right. Was my favorite Star Wars planet. Dagobah.
Nice.
It's like saying it. Dagobah.
Number nine. What is your favorite Star Wars land vehicle? No. What's your favorite Star Wars character?
Batman.
Batman? I like that one, too.
I've got a prize for you. Let me just sign the right one.
Thank you.
That's very nice.
You win a prize.
So, number 17, who is your favorite Fett?
My favorite
Fett.
It's a Fett.
Boba Fett or Jango Fett?
Boba.
There you
Boba.
Go. Cool. What else?
I don't know. They're the bounty hunters.
Oh, okay.
Batman. Number 16, what is your least favorite Star Wars film?
Oh, I don't think I have one.
That's a good answer.
Maybe the very first one with Jar Jar Binks?
Maybe, but I don't think I have one. I like them all.
Yeah.
That's true. A hard question.
Perfect.
And number 10, who is your favorite Star Wars droid?
I don't know any of the names.
So there's R2-D2 and C-3PO.
I like R2-D2.
R2-D2? Yeah? Cool. All right, number 11. Who is your favorite Jedi Knight? So we have Luke Skywalker and Mace Windu, Yoda. Luke Skywalker? Yeah, for sure. Cool. Number 8. What is your favorite Star Wars planet? So Luke came from Tatooine, and Yoda lived on Dagobah, and there's Cloud City.
I like Cloud City.
Cloud City? Yeah. Yes, Mommy, really nice. She can put that on the refrigerator for you. Number 4, who is your favorite bounty hunter? So, bounty hunter was Boba Fett and Jango Fett and Zam Wessel. She was a girl. Zam Wessel? So, number 2, who is your favorite Star Wars hero?
Captain Rex, hands down.
Nice. Number 6, what is your favorite Star Wars ship?
So there's the Millennium Falcon and Slave One and X-Fighters, TIE Fighters, X-Wings. X-Wings? Cool.
I'll give you that for playing.
Okay, so number 12 is?
Who is your favorite Sith Lord?
Who is your favorite Sith Lord?
I have a question. Who's a Sith Lord?
Darth Vader, Count Dooku, Darth Maul.
Darth Vader.
Nice.
Oh, with my left hand, too.
Oh, talent. Number 16.
Oh, it's a hard one.
What is your least favorite Star Wars film?
Star Wars 4.
4? Okay. And JC's finding a comic book.
What do I get?
There you go.
My least favorite?
Dark Knight. Oh, Batman Legends.
You can do it. Number 9. What is your favorite Star Wars land vehicle? Yeah? Cool. Number 12. Who is your favorite Sith Lord?
What's that?
Darth Vader, General Grievous.
General Grievous.
Was he a Sith? He was a Sith, right?
Kind of.
Yeah.
But close enough.
He was a Sith apprentice.
Here at Jace Wars, and I'm here with Jace Stu, you know, and the rest of the crew too, Kay Stu and Diana Stu. Everybody's here.
Hey, John.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's been a fun day.
It's been a great day.
Yeah, it's been a lot of people coming through. Looks like everybody's supporting the cause. Everybody's having a lot of fun, enjoying the different games, checking out the artists, lots of costume characters.
I have face painting.
Lots of face painting. Lots of kids running around as Batman and Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And they're looks like they're doing a good job raising money for the cause with, you know, the hats, the shirts, the coins for next year.
Definitely.
So what's been some of the cool stuff that stood out for you so far today?
Just all the support of the community, man. Like, I was just reading up on the cause, and as a dad, like, it really hit home.
Yeah.
So it's been nice to see all the support that's come out here today.
Yeah, it really has been nice. It's been really cool, especially, you know, all the costume characters that were outside walking out in front of Candy Safari, and, you know,
definitely.
We went around the corner and checked out just the main drag there, and just people honking and waving and stopping for pictures and stuff like that. It was really great. There was so many people that just spotted us out there and then turned right in to come and check it out. So, yeah, Port Colborne was definitely a supportive community today.
Oh, for sure. And they had the different R2 units here again. And
yeah, I think they had 3 different droids at one point. Yeah, lots of different characters. We had Stormtroopers and Darth Vader, a few other clone troopers. Captain Rex was here. Yeah, it's been really cool. Asajj Ventress, she showed up.
Oh, that was a nice costume.
Yeah, she does a good job with that one. They've had Star Wars playing on the monitor all day. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I'm glad we got to be here today. What about you?
Oh, it was great. I appreciate being here and had a lot of fun. We set up our dice game again, and lots of people played it. And
right on. Lots of people having fun with that still.
Oh, for sure. Especially Paul Tappe, actually.
Yeah, I saw he was here. He made a very generous contribution to the cause. But yeah, it's always fun to have him around, too. So yeah, I'd say that Aaron did a really good job setting this up. You know?
Oh, he seemed really happy.
So. Yeah, he had a lot of support from his friends and family, and, you know, everybody really, really stepped up and made this a worthwhile event. I'm looking forward to it happening again.
Oh, for sure. And, I mean, we'll continue to be involved. It's, like I said, a great cause, and it's got 100% of my support.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything we can do to help promote it, right?
Definitely.
Hey, Diana. Do you have anything to say about how much fun you've had today?
Yes.
Yeah? How much fun have you had today?
100%
fun. 100%
fun. Yes.
So is that the official Diana seal of approval?
Yes.
Jace Wars is 100% fun?
Yes.
Nice. Well, I think on that note, that pretty much wraps it up, doesn't it? Jace Wars is 100%
fun. 100%
fun
and a great time and great cause to sum up.
Absolutely. Yeah. Good day.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having us. It was a lot of fun, buddy. It was a good time. You did a good job.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.